Fun Stuff, FHE, The Book of Mormon As, Activity by Marianne Bates. Now read the descriptions below, then match the description with the appropriate Book of Mormon person whose name begins with A. If you need help, read the scriptures in the parentheses. The following are the Book of Mormon persons that you'll need to match up with. A. Abinadi. B. Abish. C. Alma the Elder. D. Alma the Younger. E. Amalekai. F. Amlekai. G. Amaron. H. Ammon. I. Amulek. J. Amulon. Number 1. The leader of King Noah's wicked priests, he found favor with the Lamanites, and as a result ruled over Alma's people and threatened to put them to death if they prayed to God. See Mosiah chapter 23, verse 32, and Mosiah chapter 24, verse 11. The answer, J, Amulon. Number 2. Now this Lamanite, a servant of King Lamoni, was converted because of a remarkable vision of her father. See Alma chapter 19, verse 16. The answer, B, Abish. 3. This Nephite who lived in Ammoniah had a vision in which an angel told him to welcome Alma into his house. He later became Alma's missionary companion. See Alma chapter 8, verses 20 through 21 and verse 30. The answer, I, Amulek. 4. A keeper of the sacred records in about 322 A.D., now this man hid the records, then told Mormon where to find them and what he should write on them. See Mormon, chapter 1, verses 2 through 4. The answer, G, Amaron. 5. One of King Noah's priests, this person believed Abinadi's message. King Noah tried to have him killed. Later he baptized Christ's followers in the waters of Mormon. See Mosiah, chapter 17, verses 2 through 4, chapter 18, verses 7 through 10, and verses 14 through 16. The answer, C, Alma the Elder. Number 6. After being made their king, this man and his followers separated themselves from the Nephites, marked themselves by placing red on their foreheads, and fought with the Lamanites against the Nephites. See Alma chapter 2, verses 7 through 10, also verses 27 through 28, and Alma chapter 3, verse 4. The answer, F, Amlekai. 7. A missionary son of King Mosiah, he gained favor with King Lamoni when he saved the king's flocks from some wicked Lamanites. See Alma chapter 17, verse 27, and verses 36 through 39. H. Ammon. 8. Now this Nephite record keeper lived and wrote during the reign of King Mosiah and his son King Benjamin. See Omni chapter 1, verse 12, and verses 23 through 25. E. Amalekai. 9. After teaching the gospel and prophesying of the destruction of wicked King Noah and his people, this prophet was imprisoned and eventually was put to death by fire. See Mosiah chapter 12, verse 9, verses 17, and chapter 17, verse 20. The answer, A, Abinadi. 10. This man tried to destroy the church, was struck dumb by an angel, and repented. Later he became a high priest and served as the first chief judge of the Nephites. Mosiah chapter 27, verses 8 through 11 and verse 19, verses 23 through 24, and Mosiah chapter 29, verse 42. The answer, D, Alma the Younger. And part of our fun stuff this month is a cartoon. We have a great big gigantic bear in the forest. And there were two men, and one is about ready to run off, and the other is standing there tickling the bear, who was literally laughing and crying because he's laughing so hard. The one man says, "You keep him laughing, I'll go for help." FHE, Family Treasure by Jennifer Cloward. Now, to play this game as an activity for family home evening, cut out the clues, and you'll probably need help with this. Change any clues that don't work for your home. Keep clue number 1 and hide the rest of the clues as follows. Now, clue number 1 is a family that reads together has fun learning together. put clue number two on a bookshelf. A family that searches the scriptures together learns how to become an eternal family. Put clue number three by a set of scriptures. The family that sings together feels close to each other. Clue number four, put on the piano or in a songbook. The clue, the family that has family home evening together grows together. Clue number five, where you meet for family home evening is where you want to put this clue. And the clue is watching good television programs together can be fun family entertainment. Clue number six, put by the television set. And the clue, going on a vacation can bring a family closer together. Clue number seven, put that near suitcases or backpacks used on vacations. And the clue, number seven, a family that works together gains respect and love for one another. Clue number eight, put with cleaning or gardening supplies. And the clue, a family that prays together feels close to Heavenly Father in Jesus Christ. Clue number nine, put where family prayer is held. And the clue, a family that plays together learns to love being together. Clue number 10, put where games are kept. Clue number 10, a family that has meals together gets to know each other. Hide a treasure on the dining table in the refrigerator or in a turned-off oven. The treasure could be a treat like the tuna spaceship or the zippy fruit salad found in this month's issue. When you're ready to begin the game, give your family the first clue and let them begin the hunt. If they have trouble finding a clue, give them a hint. End of fun stuff.